tuning in to the online broadcast network, AfterBuzz TV. Over 20 million weekly downloads in over 150 countries and your number one source for after-show entertainment. TV, the destination for TV superfans, producing aftershows for over 300 of your favorite TV shows, interviewing celebrities and showrunners, and bringing you behind-the-scenes exclusives. All thanks to E! Entertainment's Maria Menounos, producer Kevin Undergaro, and internet leader Akamai. Now, let the buzz begin!
Don't you forget about me, because today I am joined by Kim Rhodes and Catherine Newton here at AfterBuzz TV for Supernatural Season 11, Episode 12, Don't You Forget About Me. I'm Lindsay Wegner. You guys can find me on Twitter at Lindsay Wegner. That's LYNDSEYWEGNER. And to my left, I have Catherine Newton. How are you doing, Catherine?
I'm great. I'm happy to be here.
We're so happy to have you here. Where can they find you on Twitter?
My Twitter is at Catherine L. Newton, and my Instagram is CatherineNewton88.
Perfect. And I'm also joined by Kim Rhodes.
Hello.
Oh, my goodness. We're so excited to have you. Where can they find you on Twitter?
I am at Kim Rhodes for the number real, because yes, I was copying Matt Cohen for real.
Yes. Ladies, I heard that you had a little viewing party last night with some of our favorites. It's like all the fabulous women got together in one group. And you guys live tweeted, correct?
Yeah. Yes.
Ruth O'Connell kind of started it. It was this little cafe in Hollywood. And we just go, and we would go for her episodes. And then any of the girls, really. We haven't done it for an episode someone's not in. I don't know, we haven't yet, but it's kind of cool to just watch it with your friends and laugh and send Snapchats and take funny pictures together.
And so you joined, so it was Ruth, Elena, Lisa, and then the two of you?
Yeah.
Oh, wonderful. And you live tweeted all together?
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
And we kind of hardly get to watch the episode because our phones are freezing up and spazzing, but it's really cool to get to watch an episode. Like, it was really cool to get to watch it with Kim because we worked on it together, mm-hmm. You know, so it was kind of, like, you spend so much time working on it, and then you actually get to see it. It's kind of surreal.
Do you expect certain things to show up in the episode that did or didn't?
Well, it's always interesting to see which takes they use. Like, there was that one where the other Catherine, was supposed to reach for my wine, and I just was supposed to smack her hand away and keep going. But I didn't get to her hand in time, and she's so awesome. She just was like, all right, I'm going to dig it. And I was like, stop. And I actually was like, stop, put that back. And because, like, that's what you would do as a human being. Stop, put that back. And that's the take they ended up using. And I was like, whoop, sorry.
That was
me screwing up.
That was probably my favorite scene in the episode, just because to get to see
the dinner table scene.
The dinner table scene. The boys
that scene
just
was so fun to shoot. It was so fun. I'm always looking for when they're gonna get me actually laughing. Like every face I make where I'm like trying to be serious, that's just me like biting my cheeks, really trying not to laugh, like probably crying, not of like sadness, of like laughter.
Really eating?
Oh yeah, I actually did eat. Oh, Jensen was actually on a juice cleanse at that time. Yeah, he was actually on a juice cleanse. And, yeah.
So he was not eating.
No, he was not. Well, no, then
he broke his fast.
Oh, he did.
He broke
his
fast
to eat real chicken, not chicken that's shaped like a patty.
And mashed potatoes.
Right.
And mashed potatoes.
Yeah, so we were making fun of him for that.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
It was such a fun scene. It was exactly the scene you'd expect between a family.
Yeah.
And you being Mama Bear and the whole condom conversation,
right?
And Jensen and Sam and Jared just sitting there like,
they did cut. I will tell your this is the first time that I've said this. They did cut a reference, because when I was like, you know, and no pulling up the drawbridge early, Claire actually chimed in
it was a weird line.
And don't let them convince you that the back door isn't sex or something like that.
It was something weird
where, and we actually on camera we were like, What is that even? Is that,
like,
is that the butt
even,
stuff?
Nobody
is that
got
the butt
it.
Stuff? We don't really know
nobody
what that.
Nobody got the joke.
But we're pretty sure it's a butt reference. We're not sure, so they did cut that.
Yeah.
But in the gag reel, it may end up with us.
That's
all going.
That's my goal. I really want to get on the gag reel this year. That's my goal. And I think there's enough stuff from this last episode. I thought I was going to get fired. I was like, they're not going to ask me back anymore. I can't even keep it together. Because I don't know. Like, I used to take it so... I mean, I still take it seriously. It's still a good job. But it's just like, I have never laughed so much on a set before.
Tell me about the chop.
Oh, okay. So, if you guys all saw the episode, you kind of know I chopped someone's head off. And...
Spoiler alert, guys. Sorry, we didn't talk about the episode yet, but she's telling you she chopped someone's head off.
And it's really... They shot me doing the chopping first, so I really didn't know what I was doing, but I'm like, I'm pumped, I'm ready, I'm just going to go for it. And so I get this big knife, and I go, hi-ya! And then I look at Jensen, and Jensen's like, did you really just hi-ya?
Oh, you said hi-ya!
I was like, you really just hi-ya'd right now? Like, I was like, I can't believe I just did that. Like, no. I just looked at him like, can we do that again? Like, can we just do another take, please? Like, who says hi-ya? It was bad. Well, it was awkward.
You were feeling the moment.
No. I don't know what I was feeling. I'm probably embarrassed.
Well, let's talk a little bit about the episode, since we've got these two lovely ladies here, and they can give us all the fun insight. So we bring back Claire and Alex, who's been living with Jody Mills since she was was it last season or the season before?
I think it was the season before. Because last season is when I was talking about her smoking weed under the bleachers.
Yes, because she was getting in trouble. She was living with the vampires. She was basically being used as bait to bring people in to be killed. And they saved Alex and moved her in with Jody. And Claire, whose mom was killed that was last season though, right?
Yeah, season 10.
Your mom was killed last season, so you kind of were on your own, but... Jody was more of a mentor for you or someone that could be there for you. So it takes us to Sioux Falls, South Dakota, where Claire comes up and thinks this guy is something that he may or may not. I thought that you were right.
I mean, yeah, I thought Claire was right.
I figured your intuition had to be right.
The whole time. Nobody listens to her, though, because she's a kid. Well, you know?
That kid may not have been the bad one.
Right.
But, I mean, you were ready. I figured your intuition was
on. Oh, in the very beginning.
In the very beginning, yeah.
Right. She's trying. She's trying to figure it out.
Yeah. You knew something was up.
She's getting closer. She knew something was up. She was just not at the right spot at the right time.
Slightly ill-advised.
Slightly ill-advised.
But you got to give her credit for trying. You know? She's just trying to change the world.
Well, and you've seen a lot of...
One terrified teenager at a time.
Yeah. You've seen a lot of stuff in your life, so... One terrified teenager. What a perfect place to start in Sioux Falls, South Dakota. Mm-hmm. And just before we get to where they actually are in the school, Dean does bring Sam the Elvis donut burger, which, by the way, looked amazing.
Yeah.
I want one of those. I don't know about you guys. I love when Krispy Kreme has the light on. You know the donuts are fresh.
Yes.
They're hot.
I go there all the time.
Dreams. Dreams right there, friends. So we find out that Alex is actually being nominated. She's going to be prom queen. She's very popular in school. You're waiting for Alex. You're all excited and happy.
My little flower's blossoming.
And then we see the birth control, and I'm like, I know this is coming back. This is totally going to come back.
Well, my thing was, and also I remember being on birth control, and those things were like little dynamites or loaded gun. Like, I always knew where my pills were. I always knew when they were sitting out. I always, they were tucked in and away.
Hidden.
So I was like, wow, this is kind of a different world we're living in, where somebody just plop. Oh, that mom sees my pills. But she wasn't thinking about it. And yeah, I saw them.
You saw them. And it had to get brought up later. So Sam and Dean show up at your house.
Because Claire calls them.
Because Claire calls them and says that there's something going on. And
calling for backup.
Instead of checking
sidekick,
with
Dean.
Oh, I'm sure
Jody.
She's checked with Jody about five. This is my daughter. I have an 8-year-old daughter. Mm-hmm. And she already is a master at this. She'll just be like, I want to have some ice cream. And if the person she asks says no, then she just goes to the next person.
Right.
And she will go to the farmer's market and she'll be like, can I have that? And if they say no, she'll just go to the next person. Can I have that? And somebody's going to say yes.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Claire's got that thing going down. She's like, I don't like the answer Jody gave. I'm going to find somebody who'll give me the answer I like.
Yes.
So we sit down for family dinner, which that was my favorite part of the episode. Loved the comment about it being shaped like chicken, not like a patty. three people are missing. You think it's a monster coming for all of them.
I know it is.
Yeah. But you've been wrong. There's been some false claims, but you're hunting. You and Alex are kind of at odds with each other.
I feel like this scene kind of showed... it's a really good demonstration of what Claire's had to deal with. So when you're watching the scene, I kind of realized when I was watching it, I was like, Claire was like, she totally knew this was going to happen. Like, watching, she was like, she knew this was a good setup. So Sam and Dean could really... I think she relates more to Sam and Dean, and she's having trouble relating to Kim. I mean, not Kim. I relate to Kim. Jody and Alex. So it's a really good reflection of how she feels stuck. So in the next couple scenes that happen, it's easier for her to talk about it because it's like, you see what I have to deal with every day. I don't want to cook. I don't want to bake cookies, you know? Like, I just want to hunt.
Well, and I think there's respect for Sam and Dean because you guys do share that common interest.
Yeah.
And Jody, I mean...
I've seen what the monsters do.
You've seen
what
they
do. Like, I already lost a kid and a husband. And if she's under my roof, she's going to play by my rules. And my job is to keep them alive.
Yeah, you don't want anything happening to either of them.
Yeah.
Because of your past. So we have the birth control talk. Sam and Dean, super uncomfortable. Amazing. Safe sex. LOL. I wrote out because I literally was laughing.
LOL. Yeah, it was pretty good.
It was fun.
It was amazing. You guys had fun filming that, obviously.
Oh, yeah. It's also kind of funny. You can watch as the episode continues. Claire's outfit choices slowly turn into Dean and Sam's outfits. Like, she just starts to become with them. Like, she starts out in the flannel and the curly hair, and now it's like, hair's back. She's wearing a suit under a big green jacket. Like, okay.
I loved it. Yeah, you said something about that later, and you're like, I can dress, right before the, you said, I can dress like an FBI agent or something.
Yeah, she calls him out for being fake FBI.
Yeah.
She's like, I can do that. I could wear a dress like that.
Yep.
But it is kind of funny. She transforms. She wants to be taken seriously, I guess.
And you're in college, but you're not going to classes.
Just like regular Catherine Newton over here.
Your mom even said that last night. Yeah, your mom was like, Catherine!
Huh! Oh, you sound related.
And so Sam's kind of talking to you, giving you a little pep talk, advice, and says that you're a hunter that's trying to escape something. Look at Sam getting deep.
Kind of like someone named Dean over there.
Because he knows and deals with it.
You know, I'm really surprised that scene, we really didn't break that. We didn't break once, actually.
Really?
I swear, it's just when they're together. So when they get together, that's when you can't get through a scene. But it's just one-on-one, it's fine. It's fine.
One-on-one, you're good.
Yeah.
Sam brings up the fact that hunting can be forever, but having a family is not. It's not something that always sticks together. And we obviously know Sam and Dean have 11 seasons of fighting, yet coming together and being there for each other, being brothers, the whole searching for each other when they're in purgatory or not searching for each other when they're in purgatory and all those things. So we're getting a little bit of Sam being introverted and realizing that this hunting thing is forever, but the family isn't always there and they need to be there because family's number one. And we find out a teacher's been assaulted. He is now being hung by this lamp.
Oh, he's dead.
He wasn't
assaulted. That brother was murdered.
He was murdered and being hung by his leg duct taped to a lamppost.
They duct taped him to the flagpole.
Oh, yeah,
which,
to the flagpole.
Which that song was stuck in there. Run him up the flagpole and see who's going to look. No, no, no. I'm not sick, but I'm not well.
Oh,
that was me on
that.
Set. That was totally, I'm just walking around going, I'm not sick, but I'm not well.
Oh, that would have been a great song to open the show with. So many good things. It's Stephen Phelps, the math teacher, who actually got along really, really well with Alex. His neck's been snapped.
Which is why he got targeted. Because he was her favorite.
Alex. And Dean is scolding you and telling you that you need to respect Mama.
Yeah.
Over there.
Of course he is. And I just put him in his place right then and there.
You did. You did.
She's so sassy.
She is. Well, you're rebellious.
Yeah, she's rebellious. She doesn't know what she has because she's always kind of been alone. Like, Sam and Dean and Jody and Alex, they're all trying to show her family, but she's a... I think she's taking it for granted a bit because she's never had one. It's just like she doesn't know any better. She's like,
it's like a feral cat, the feral kitten that keeps running back to underneath the house when you're like, but there's food and worm and stuff.
So. Exactly. She's exactly like that.
Exactly. I also loved Dean kind of playing the dad role in this episode. His conversation.
Wasn't that beautiful?
His conversation with Alex, and he's like, Henry goes, we're going to go hang out. And Dean just looks at him mm-hmm. and gives the face of the dad that's like, oh, I know what you're doing.
Yeah.
You're just hanging out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nothing better hang out on my watch. It all stays in. Tucked in.
And Jody and Sam are talking to the custodian, Mr. Wheeler, who kind of seems neutral about the whole situation, seems unfazed by the conversation.
But like weirdly unfazed. Already
squirrely.
A little like, what? You're kind of not affected by this at all, dude. Mm-hmm.
Squirrely is a good word for it. And the principal is super angsty. And what did she say? She's like, I'm ready to like.
Oh, she wants him. She wants to find whoever did it and hang him from a flagpole.
Yeah.
And they picked the sweetest, most petite person to give this lie. It was funny because Jared, you know, like we read the scripts, we know what's coming. But Jared, because the first time she said it, he was a little like, oh man, well, I'm not going to have to fake a reaction to that. glad you're on our side.
And Alex tells her boyfriend that she's hurt people in the past. We don't get her full story, but she's brought this up now to Henry, who Henry already knows because
he's behind it all.
He's behind the whole situation. There's asbestos at the crime scene. The custodian has a fake social security number. Dean's playing dad again. We're talking about you having to re-register for school because you haven't been going there.
When there's a killer on the loose?
Priorities.
How could you? Priorities.
That scene was the hardest one. That scene was the hardest scene to shoot by far. I could not get through it. I think I got through it once, and even when I got through it, the one time I got through it, I was just thinking, they're going to make me laugh. They're going to make me laugh. So I don't even know if it was good.
We had that, although to back up, the entrance scene at the beginning where Alex and I come in, and you're in there, we did that so many times, just because we'd walk in, and everybody would laugh, and we'd just turn around and walk out.
It was the end of the day. You're just crying, laughing. I stood up one time and had to sit back down because as soon as I stood up, I just, like, spit all over the place. And then that's the point where Kat Ramdean, she just was like, I seriously don't understand what's so funny. I'm like, you know, it's not that funny, honestly. It's not. We're just being ridiculous. But, yeah, that was definitely the hardest scene to get through. Like, even when I was looking at Kim, I was looking at Kim. Kim's not trying to make me laugh, but I just couldn't keep it together.
The best though is, like, Jensen's all, like, totally straight-faced, giving Claire the shit look, like, oh, excuse me, sorry.
That's
giving
okay.
giving Ashley Catherine, because it's the actor, he's like,
yeah, it gets personal.
You know, he's like,
it's not just we're acting anymore. It's real.
Yeah, he's
it's
like
real life.
He's like, and then he turns around and we go back out because I'm coming in with him. We go back out and the second his back is turned, he goes,
like he's trying to be
real. He's totally into it.
And then Sam is just like sticking his tongue, like literally in that food scene, he's like putting food like.
Being a pig.
It's just.
So yes, sorry. So yes, there's priorities. You're going back to the registrar.
You're going to take her back, and Mr. Wheeler comes and totally throws down. First off, I thought, did you guys watch the episode from Baby's perspective? Did you see that episode?
No.
That was a rough episode, in my opinion, to watch because it shows the boys getting beat up and Baby getting beat up. And it was a different kind of aggression and violence than we see crazy stuff happen on Supernatural all
Definitely.
The time. But when Mr. Wheeler breaks your leg.
That was
and
so hard
punches
to watch.
You in the face and it looks like your head hits the ground first. My stomach literally like hit the ground. I mean, you'd never want to see anyone getting hurt, but then you see somebody hit a woman and it resonates a little bit more. Was very tough to watch. And I know you're trained in stage combat. We were talking about this earlier. Did you do your own stunts for this?
Yes.
You did?
Yes. I
That's
have
what we
always.
Hear.
I'm trying to think if there was. I'm sure there's been. No, that's Colony, I think, I'm thinking of. I think I've always done my own stunts on Supernatural. Lou Bello is freaking amazing. He's our stunt choreographer. And I always have, a stunt double who's there. We had amazing stunt. No, she did some of my fight scenes. I'm sure she stepped in because it was pouring down rain and they sent me home because I was on very overtime and getting expensive. But but the stunt doubles don't just, their job isn't just to be my double. It's also to coach me and to choreograph with me and to help me sell it. So my double was there so freaking on it. She's like, your head's snapping this way. You need your head to be snapping this way. And the head's moving.
Like props to your double. Who's your double?
I don't remember her name.
Okay. Props to who's ever Jodie Mills' double on Supernatural, girlfriend.
She's so solid. And
they really
help
with the details, like even like the breathing and mm-hmm. like the sounds you're supposed to make. Like okay. when I was choking, I don't know what sound you make when you choke, you know?
Sure.
So it's like, for some reason, they're educated in all this, so they know what to do. And they were teaching us how to do that.
It was a crazy, crazy scene for you two and very, very, you know, rough to watch.
I'm getting moved.
And, we have Jody, who luckily is able to call Sam or call Dean and at least let them know that something's going down.
Something's horribly wrong. Yes.
And the boys arrive. You guys aren't there. They find out this guy is Richard Beesum. He's a trucker from Nebraska. And he found out that the throats were ripped out of his family members. He's from Alex's town, so they know that this is somehow connected to Alex and the Vamps. Dean calls Alex, telling her to stay where she is. We find out that Henry is a vampire as well and will not let her leave. Dean can't find Alex. They go to this pool because Sam has let them know this is where the asbestos are and this is probably where they're getting rid of the bodies. And Mr. Wheeler...
So I want to in case nobody's... The pool has been empty for a long time.
Yes.
It's drained.
It's drained. It's not a full pool. It's not like the faculty where they're like swimming through the pool.
It was all set decorated too. It was like insane. The graffiti.
So beautiful.
All the dust. Like that was all...
added.
It was all added. It was really... This is insane. It was huge, first of all. It was really big. So to see all that graffiti, they did all of that. They painted all of it. It was amazing.
Set decorators
so talented.
Oh, they were amazing.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so Mr. Wheeler apparently tried to help Alex years ago, and the Vamps bit him, drank him alive, and turned him. And he went home to tell his wife, but he looks crazy because he's covered in blood and ended up killing her because he lost control and killed his son. So he wanted to make sure that Alex was happy first. So build her up by having a favorite teacher and getting along with somebody and having a boyfriend and becoming popular and then take it all away from her because that's what horrible, horrible people do. Henry only pity dated her, and she spits at him, which...
And then, you know, Claire didn't like that too much.
Yeah, I loved... Yeah, like, you're on her side. This is where you two kind of bond then, and you come together. And,
I don't think Claire realized what she really... We weren't that close, so this is all happening in front of her, and she's realizing it all.
I got a little nervous when he bit you.
I know.
Was he going to turn you? Was he going to kill you?
I know, I was kind of hoping I'd get turned.
I was kind of hoping
cool.
to, because
I don't know, it'd be kind of cool.
Longevity.
But yes, but Kate's still around, and Kate's a vampire, werewolf vampire. Sorry, guys, I don't know. She's something bad, and they allowed her to live and go on her own as long as she continued to not kill people.
Yeah.
So I don't think...
I think Claire, she actually... That's why Jensen asked if I drank the blood or something. I think you have to drink the blood on Supernatural to be a vampire.
In order.
But you don't know. I don't know. Could have, like, accidentally licked it. Who knows?
I got all nervous for you.
Yeah.
Alex actually offers to help and says, you know, to take her and that she'll be bait for them so that he can... Oh. I mean, she's willing to give her life. Oh. You're willing to give your life. I mean, you all...
Love.
It's that family love and that family bond that Sam and Dean always have. And now we're getting to see it between three incredibly strong women. And it's just fabulous. Sam and Henry are in a little scuffle. You stab Wheeler. Dean beheads him. And then... Henry makes some snide comment.
I should have hit that when I had a chance or something like that.
Yeah, something gross and douchey.
She punches him and I cut his head off.
And you cut his head off. How did that feel?
Really,
hi-ya!
Really, really awkward.
Really awkward? How do they, do you want to tell us a little bit about
really,
how
really, really awkward.
How do they do that? How
it's
do they
really make that weird because it's not like it's one movement. It's like, okay, he's going to stand there. Okay, now slice. Okay, move. Okay, slice again. Because it's all CGI and everything. Okay. So it is kind of awkward. It's a weird, that's why the hi-ya was really weird because it was really quiet. Everyone just like, cat, what? Like, it was just a total letdown.
The green screen stuff, I sliced a vampire's head off.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
In it's the weird. Alex. And it is. It's really, really weird because you've got that, you're in this, and it's, you're at peak emotion, right?
You have to be.
Because you've got to be at peak emotion. And then all of a sudden, it's like, you're lining, did they green screen it for you where you've got to like line your own body up with, like,
no,
they take
didn't,
a plate.
Yeah. It's like, you go 0 to 100 real quick. Like, you just have
it's,
to like,
and it's
okay,
so
and now
technical.
Slice, and you have to just like be all.
And you've
got to
make sure it hits
epic.
The same line as it did in the plate shot and the head and the. Oh,
whoa. It is really fun though. I love doing stuff like that. I love how Claire is such a badass. Like, I want to be like her.
You both make it look easy because it looks incredible when we see it.
I would love to take credit for that. That's not
it's
me.
It's just funny. So
that's all editing and effects.
Well, all
and
of that then
choreography
I
mean, and.
It's just after I did my. Beheading, and then they shot Jensen's beheading, which actually came before in the episode. I was like, oh, that's how it's done.
You would think, though, that they would let Jensen do it first just so that you could
just,
I mean,
like, it's just
helpful.
Funny. Like, it was like, oh, okay.
It still looked awesome.
It looked
great, but it was just, like, behind the scenes. Catherine Newton is not a badass. She's just not.
Editing, CGI, all the tech, all the crew that work on the show, just, I mean, that's they're all. Everyone is just incredible.
It's the best set
the director on this episode too.
Yeah,
Stefan.
I looked him up. Stefan Plesinski.
Yeah, he did Ally, Annie, Alexis, and Apples, Aardvarks. That one. Alice, Annie, Alexis, and I don't. God bless it. Even the writer occasionally is like, I don't remember
which.
I don't know. There's all
A
names.
One.
But Stefan, that was the first time I'd worked with him, and he will not settle for B+. If he knows you've got an A in you.
Right.
And sometimes there are some directors that gets frustrating because mm-hmm. it's like, isn't good enough just okay? Mm-hmm. But Stefan has this way of articulating where that extra piece lies, where he'll be like, I see da 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 da, but I think that, and I'll be like, oh, okay. And so he really gets incredible work, and I see him speak that way. I don't, because I'm only on my side of the camera, but I see that with the crew as well. When he's really specific and articulate, and he's so good, and also just the sweetest dude, like, I totally love him. Mm-hmm. He is really responsible for this episode being what it is.
There was, I really liked the episode, and I thought it was a little bit darker than we're used to. It had a mood to it that,
that's
I mean,
Stefan.
Supernatural has, you know, all sorts of feelings and emotions coming from it, but the mood in this episode was just a little bit different.
It was
and
a little
really
more family-oriented, though.
Yes.
I feel like there wasn't that much, like, there was, like, the vampires and everything, but it wasn't really that supernatural. It was something mm-hmm. we were all more familiar
You're
with.
You're all coping with something
right.
together like, and dealing with.
It was a little more about emotions, which is kind of funny.
But that's great.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I think that's what everyone loves about Supernatural, is that we can go from, you know, a monster episode to, you know, propelling the story forward with the darkness.
It was really
or,
funny, too.
I've been calling
it. I laughed a lot.
Yeah, and it was a fun episode. So you girls are making breakfast the next day for Jody, who's got a
broken
leg.
Which is really funny because I straight up said at a con, Claire's never going to be making, like, waffles or pancakes or something with Jody Mills. And then she is.
You made my favorite kind of pancakes. They're raw pancakes. I love Joey pancakes. I'm the first one to be like, guys, I'm not cooking these all the way through. So if anyone wants them cooked all the way through, you let me know because they're going to be a little bit doughy in the center. And we got Tiny Tim over there.
All right.
Just kidding.
Right. Just kidding. It's the same leg. Why does it always have to be the same knee? Really? I love that. And I love how, like in Supernatural world, yes, but also it kind of makes sense that Jody just has all this shit lying around her house. Like, oh, for the next time a vampire digs out my knee, I better keep this brace.
Right.
Like,
she's got a set of crutches. She's like she probably has not spent a great deal of time in the hospital since this happened. She just went home and was like, all right, somebody tape this up.
Yeah.
I got it. And Alex apologizes to you guys for putting you in danger. And it's such a, once again, a family environment where, you know, you're willing to give your life. It's not about that. And you promise, essentially, not to hunt.
Like a dumbass.
Like a dumbass. But Jody's going to help you with some detective stuff so you can kind of get involved and be a part of that. And, you know, you could be going to school for forensics and criminal.
Who knows? Yeah.
You know, you could be going to college for that.
Why not?
There's a career in that. That'll get you in school because that would be exciting for you.
And
for
it would get you at crime scenes.
There you go.
It's true. It's true. It's a little setup.
Alex promises Sam that she'll be okay, but she says she may leave one day. She's not sure. And then the boys leave. We don't even have... Usually at the end of the episode...
And everyone agrees to wear a condom.
And everyone agrees to wear a condom and keep it...
Very important.
Wear the
glove. Safe, 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 safe.
Safe sex. And the boys leave without... Usually there's a little... Not a recap, but a conversation between the boys. And they just leave and go off. So we really didn't get anything from them. So... You know, we're going into next week with it being Valentine's Day, Dean having a hickey, there's being hearts ripped out. Sounds like it could be werewolves. I'm wondering if you ladies, let's get into some predictions for this, maybe next episode, for the rest of the season.
And now, you're after
I've got theme music for predictions, guys.
That was not funny, like...
Do you ladies have any predictions, or do you want me to go first?
Predictions? I don't know.
For your character, perhaps?
For my character?
Well, or for the rest of
I think
the
she's
season?
Pretty set up to be a hunter. I don't know what she's going to do, but I think she'll still be getting into trouble.
Do you think?
I'd really like to see Cass come back.
Would you like to see Cassifer with you? I like to call him Cassifer since he's
Cass
and Lucifer
right now. What if... That's
my prediction. There we go. I see a future where Jody tries to date again. but since her relationship with Crowley, brief but passionate, she's now drawn to the dark side and finds Cassifer, who...
What if Claire goes to the dark side and you have to go get her and then, like, you reconnect?
Oh, I wasn't being serious.
Oh.
That's a much better storyline. I was deciding that Jody just starts only dating possessed evil...
That's a show in itself. We're
talking
spin-off
here. Yeah, I think that's it. I think Jody and Cassifer hook up.
Wait,
that's my prediction.
We talked earlier. What's the? It's the three Ks.
K3.
Yep.
What's up?
Yeah.
So, Kat Ram, Dean, Kat Newton, Kim Rhodes up in AfterBuzz.
Yeah.
So starting a band.
I think it's totally possible for you to come back and see Cassifer, and him to kind of use you as leverage for the boys, and you have to come and rescue them then, Jody.
Whee! That'd be fun. I'm in for that, too.
All right, so writers and directors, you guys just come talk to me. I'm gonna set them up for a future episode this season. Just come talk to me.
Yeah.
okay, my predictions for the rest of the season, I do hope that I get to see you guys one more time before the end of season 11. I feel like that's totally possible and probable. We've got 11 more episodes to go. So there's plenty of room to see you guys again. I'm predicting we're not going to be seeing the darkness next week or Cass next week. Unfortunately, I feel like we're going to get into that the next episode because they want to keep us wanting more. But ladies, I want to get in and talk to you a little bit about what you're doing and more about what you ladies do in your spare time and what you're working on.
What do we do in our spare time?
Kim,
You're
from Oregon. Do you get back to Oregon?
I try to get up there once a year. I go up with my daughter. My daughter's 8. And
Tabitha, right?
She's
Tabitha. Mm-hmm. Tabitha, she's awesome. But two of my, well, my best friends. I've got a couple of groups of best friends up there. So I want Tabby to have kind of a connection to that life, to that, you know, going up and just being able to go outside and go play outside.
Yeah.
And know my best friend's children and how, because that's really the family that I have. So, oh, my God, I just got emotional. that's my family now. So we go up to Oregon probably once a year and go play at the river and
Favorite place that you go eat or anything? Favorite restaurant that you enjoy every single time you go back, you have to go there?
Not anymore. Not since I'm carting my kid around.
Okay.
Like, there used to be some places in downtown and like Jake's crawfish. It's old, but so good. A lot of the, like, new cool things that Portlandia made popular and stuff, that's all well after my time. Like, people go, oh, Voodoo Donuts. And I'm like, I've never in my life. I don't even know where it is. I'm sorry. Like, when I left was when craft beer were becoming popular. So, I'm like, I don't know.
And, Catherine, you've been living in California?
Yeah, I've been from Miami.
You're from Miami. Yeah. Okay.
I'm from Miami, Florida. You know, my favorite restaurant is the Big Cheese. I've been going there my whole life.
In Miami?
Yeah.
The Big Cheese. Okay, I'm from Wisconsin. So, I mean, tell me about the cheese.
Oh, it's just, like, this little Italian place that I, like, go with, like, with my dad. Like, we go there. And, like, he'll be like, do you want to go get sushi? I'm like, no. I want the Big Cheese. Like, it's not fancy. It's just, like, it's my thing.
Oh, my gosh. I love it.
It's weird.
Wisconsin is home of the Culver Butter Burger.
That's true. Wisconsin's about that, the cheese, right?
That stuck with me.
The cheese heads, yeah. We do, the Culver's has a butter burger where it's just, like, doused in butter. I don't even eat it because it's just, like, I know what's in it. At the state fair in Wisconsin, you can actually get deep fried butter.
That's just confusing.
Yep. It's crazy. They have like it's like a solid piece of butter. They, you know, batter it.
Right.
And then deep fry it. And then you just
eat it?
Anything that originated on a Simpsons episode
is not a good idea.
Probably shouldn't go in your body.
But back to like what you were saying about like going outside when you're like eight and a kid. I grew up on a golf course in Florida.
You golf.
Yeah.
Right?
And I still have my house there. So it was like, my best friend grew up across the street, Natasha, and we're still friends to this day, so I totally know what you're saying. It's really important. Like, we go out and climb trees, mm-hmm. you know, have our play dates and, like, ride our bikes. And, like, you really don't get to do that. In LA specifically, it's pretty busy. Florida's pretty busy too, but where I grew up, I was pretty lucky.
You had a yard.
Yeah.
You could, you know, ride your bike down the street without having to worry that someone was going to.
Yeah.
Different world that we live in. You actually started on a soap opera, right? Another World. And
I started on a soap opera too.
You did too.
We actually did soaps at the same time, I think.
Yeah, probably.
No, you know what? I was actually doing Another World when Jensen was doing Days of Our Lives.
That's so funny.
Mm-hmm.
I was four.
I was not.
And I actually, my grandma got me started on As the World Turns and Guiding Light. So when I was literally 4 years old, she had me watching soap operas up until I was about 18. I was taping Guiding Light every single day, coming home and watching it to find out what was happening in there. And then you realize that these things just go on for 50 years, and you're like, I can't keep up anymore. But both of you got your starts on soap operas.
That's so funny.
Well, my television start. I did stage for almost
stage.
10 years before
right?
that. Yeah, I did a lot of Shakespeare. I did a lot of regional theater. But the first television I did was, Another World.
Another World. And you got your degree in fine arts, master in fine arts from Temple, correct?
Yes, I did.
And that's where you did stage combat, which totally helps you do all of your stunts now.
I know. Who knew? Because I was like, when am I going to need a quarter staff? Well, maybe not a quarter staff, but you sure needed a ski pole last week, didn't ya?
It's amazing where when you use those skills that you're learning in college and you're like, well, is this really ever going to come back? And yeah.
Yeah, apparently it did.
It does.
Who knew?
It totally comes back. And you worked on Sweet Life of Zack and Cody from 2005 to 2008 and then Sweet Life on Deck from 2008 to 11.
No.
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 No. I appeared in Sweet Life on Deck twice.
Twice.
I think maybe through. Three times.
Okay.
Yes. No. They left their mom at the dock when they sailed off on the boat.
Seriously, leaving the mom be.
Bye, Mom.
Bye, Mom. See ya.
And
we're going to go on a cruise.
It was exactly that. I was like, wait, there's no place for a lounge singer on a cruise ship? All right. I'll stay at home then.
And you've been on Supernatural since 2010. Did you think when you started on Supernatural that your character would stick around?
No.
No? Really?
No. No. I had no reason to.
Yeah.
Like, I was the cop of the week.
But like, I think that from the beginning, you were a fan favorite.
I didn't even know there was a fandom until somebody asked me to go to a convention. And even then, I was like, they think I'm someone else. Why are all these people in a room clapping for me?
I feel the same way. Like, when you get on the show, I was never like, this is something that's going to turn into something. You just go on the show as an actress and or an actor, and it's about Jared and Jensen and, you know, the main characters, and you're just lucky to be there. I never had that thought that the character would turn into something, or and I had no idea about the conventions. So all of that combined, it's just been one of, like, the best projects ever.
Okay, what's your favorite thing about working on Supernatural?
Oh, well, that's a really tough question because I love working on set because it's the nicest set I've ever been on, from every director I've worked with to just the crew. And then the boys are amazing. And then the fans, the going to the conventions. I've never worked on a project that's had that much of a family. They've really created a whole world. So to get to meet the fans and interact with them, it's so cool. So that's one of my favorite parts about it, for sure.
I almost called you Jody.
That's okay. Kim. I know who you meant. This other one. That lady. Yeah. I can't. I mean, I would repeat everything she just said. It's an incredibly emotionally supportive environment. So if I'm not going to repeat the answer, I would have to say I love playing a badass, because once I hit television, I was kind of mom. Sometimes I was sad mom, sometimes I was happy mom, sometimes I was third mom from the left, sometimes I had a name, sometimes I didn't. Even when I had a name, I was still mom. And it's so nice to actually play a character, not just a title. Jody Mills is a mom, but she's not just a mom. She's a person and a badass, and she's the kind of mom that, you know, actually would kill for her kids.
Absolutely.
Whereas, you know, not just a plot point so the kids or the husband or whomever can have whatever experience they're supposed to have around a mom.
And what are you working on right now? I know I read on your bio that you were a vet tech, actually, assistant for 3 years. Is that true?
That was in high school. Yes, actually, on my resume under special skills and abilities is neutering cats.
Yes! See, isn't that... on mine, I have blowing fire. Because I feel like you just have to have one, like, thing that just sticks out. And literally everyone that when I walk into them, they're like, you blow fire? And I'm like, yes.
Yes,
I do. I do know how to do that.
I think mine's definitely just golf. No one really gets that.
But golf, I mean, that's a skill. Being able to golf.
Well, and also, I'm going to argue, Catherine's underplaying her abilities.
Catherine's a good story.
Catherine gets invited to Scotland to play golf.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So she's like PGA here.
So, yeah.
Someday. That's what I want to do. That's what I want to do. Yeah.
Okay. So what are you currently working on right now? Or what do you have coming up?
I am, I'm on a series right now called Colony.
Mm-hmm.
They picked up 10 for the first season, and I am in 6 of them. It's on USA.
Mm-hmm.
And it is, like, if Jody Mills is a badass, the character I play on Colony is the alien against Sigourney Weaver.
Oh.
Or is Sigourney Weaver. This is like, was a whole new level of intensity and passion and ability. And it's just, it's if it's possible, a much darker world than Supernatural.
I saw I was on an airplane and they had like a whole like behind the scenes thing for the show. It looks so cool.
It's so good.
I can't wait to watch it.
It is so good.
It is badass.
So big, they had to take me into the middle of the desert to teach me how to shoot it in a small room. And I am the only person in my group of people, the only actor out of all of the characters that I play, who is not either former military or a stunt person.
Wow.
Yeah.
They know you. They know you can handle
it. It is badass.
That's fantastic. And you also have Jimmy's Jungle coming out?
I don't even know if that ever came out. I don't know if that came out. I know, that's why we don't trust IMDb. There is, however, I was just complaining about playing moms, but one of my favorite sweet moms I ever got to play is on a show called Gortimer Gibbons' Life on Normal Street that's on Amazon.
Okay.
And that's a funny, quirky, beautiful show. It's a magical reality kids show.
Ooh.
But it's not children. It's for tweens. It's very sweet and smart. It's smart, and it really trusts the fact that its audience is smart. So I like that one. Those are probably the two things that are out that you can see me on right now that are not Supernatural.
Wonderful. And Miss Catherine, whose middle name is Love, was that because you were born in February?
My mom named me Love and my dad named me Evan, so it's but I just use love. But I'm like trying to just be Catherine Newton now. I have love. I don't know. And all my handles on like Instagram and Twitter and Snapchat, they're all different. I gotta just like get one.
Coordinate.
But, yeah.
What do you have coming out? What are you working on?
I'm working right now, but I'm not really allowed to talk about it.
Okay. It's classified, guys.
It's classified. It's like, I got in trouble. Because I tried to talk about it, and then they just... I'm not allowed
I
to.
I talked about it.
She
my,
did. She
my cans died.
You're what?
Am I still on?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Yep. Well, I'll just listen to you here.
But you were you in Little Big Lies?
Big Little Lies. That's what I'm
Big
not allowed to talk
lies.
About. Yeah. Never mind.
I don't know. How
I didn't tell anybody the name of it.
Yeah.
I just said she's just awesome and working an amazing job.
But... What am I doing right now? Right now, I'm mostly golfing, working on my game. I have a couple tournaments. The LA Open. I'll be playing the LA Open. If dates permitting, because I am working right now, I should be playing the LA Open, which I'm pretty excited about. I gotta, like, get back into the game. But that's what I'm doing.
That is wonderful.
Yeah.
And favorite episode of Supernatural?
Favorite episode?
Yeah.
Oh, well, besides any of the ones I'm in, I really loved the one, it's like their anniversary episode where it was kind of like a parody episode.
The 200. The musical.
That was amazing. And like, I got to watch it with the whole crew because I was shooting at the time when they played it. I was just like, I became an instant, like, an even bigger fan.
Oh, that's great.
It was really fun. I want to be in an episode like that really bad.
Kim?
Yeah, I love that one too. I like The French Mistake. I like anything that just kind of turns it on its head a little bit. You know, anything where it's a little bit like...
backwards.
I know. It's like a syncopated rhythm, you know? Once you're in the rhythm, if somebody just changes it up a little bit, those are the ones that stand out to me.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, ladies, thank you so much for joining me today.
Yeah, thank you.
Since, why don't you guys tell me where all the good people that want to talk to you, using the hashtag ABTV Supernatural, make sure you're finding us on YouTube, iTunes, SoundCloud, Facebook, Instagram, all things social media, use that hashtag ABTV Supernatural. Kim, where can they find you?
Kim Rhodes for Real on Twitter, and that's all I got, because I'm old.
You got a Twitter, guys.
Yeah.
And Catherine, where can they find you?
Instagram, CatherineNewton88, Twitter, Catherine L. Newton, and I posted a bunch of Snapchats, and my Snapchat's just Catherine Newton.
Thank you, Catherine. You guys can find me on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at Lindsay Wegner. That's LYNDSEYWEGNER, or my blog, lindsaywegner.blogspot.com. We will see you next week. Thank you, Catherine and Kim, for being here with me today. We'll see you guys next week. Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.